For years, I've noticed on the calendar, often the Monday after Easter is marked as Easter Monday, hyphen Canada. I never took time to find out about the holiday until now. Actually, it is a holiday not only in Canada, but according to my research, in nearly 75 other countries around the world, from Australia to Zimbabwe. At one time, post-Easter festivities involved a week-long secular celebration, but this was reduced to just one day in the 19th century. Events include egg-rolling competitions, and in predominantly Roman Catholic countries, dousing other people with water, which had been blessed as holy water on the day before Easter at Easter Sunday Mass, was carried home to bless the house and the food. In Central Europe, the day is known as Dingus Day or Wet Monday. In the Czech Republic, early in the morning, boys awake girls by pouring a bucket of water on their heads and striking them about the legs with long, thin twigs or switches made from willow or birch or decorated tree branches. The word dingus is derived from Polish. Understand it means thin soup. Well, that's the connection to water in Wet Monday, I guess. The switches are going to require some further study. Poland has been observing a Dingus Day type holiday for more than 1,000 years. Here in northern Indiana, South Bend in particular, Dingus Day marks the official launch of the year's Democrat political campaign season, often from within the West Side Democratic Club there and other organizations. Robert F. Kennedy's 1968 Dingus Day appearance in South Bend was marked by a downtown rally attended by a crowd of over 6,000 people. It was his first primary. It was his first primary election victory. Starting in 2004, Rose Hulman Institute of Technology in Terre Haute began observing Dingus Day at the request of students from South Bend. And here at Bass Lake, Dingus Day is often observed by traveling from one bar or restaurant to another to celebrate the holiday. Easter Monday, or Dingus Day, means no school in Canada. Some Texas and other southwestern school districts, as well as schools in the state of Maryland, and those schools down under in Australia, take the day off. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerall.